And I guess the other question, too, is do we really need anthracyclines? And I think since we started to break things out in terms of HER2 positive and HER2 negative, we're kind of getting a different picture of that. So let's start out with the HER2 negative situation. Do we have data to suggest anthracyclines really help in those patients?
I think a lot of the data up until Denny Sloman's recent data suggests that anthracyclines are necessary, but there are studies that do compare, for example, AC to CMF showing no difference in the adjuvant setting. But if you use a longer course of anthracyclines, it seemed to be more efficacious. So there are a lot of data supporting anthracycline use in the HER2 negative patients.
What about non-anthracycline regimens? And the one there's a lot of discussion about is the TC docetaxel cyclophosphamide combination that Steve Jones in U.S. Oncology reported. What was your take on that?
I think that that was a very small study, 1,000 patients. It was node negative, node positive. I was very skeptical as to whether any results would come from it because it's a very underpowered study. However, you can't argue with the results that the TC had a disease-free survival benefit over AC, even though you had a lot of low-risk patients in that group. 500 or so were node negative. So it's clearly a positive study for TC. And, you know, Steve Jones has been the person who invented AC. So I think that he didn't have an axe to grind there. He really wants to find the right thing. I believe the data. I have actually started treating patients with that regimen.
What kind of patients?
I treat patients that have node negative disease or maybe node positive that are ER positive.
So the patients that maybe in the past you were given AC alone to?
Yes.
Interesting.
I've been using that.